Some of your agency's programs could be on the chopping block thanks to a new GAO report. They found overlap and redundancy at lots of agencies, and they say getting rid of duplication could save billions of dollars. Janet St. Laurent is GAO's Managing Director for Defense Capabilities and Management Issues, joining us with the details of this report. Janet, it's great to talk to you today. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Where are the biggest opportunities for agencies to save money here?
We found numerous opportunities across the federal government, and a number of them deal with the fact that there's still a lot more potential for federal agencies to apply good business practices. So I would say that some of the areas where there's the greatest potential for savings deal with things like improving competition and contracting, reducing at least some of the $125 billion a year in improper payments that are happening, and tackling some of these issues, such as reducing the number of data centers in the federal government from over 2,000 now to some lower number, hopefully in the future.
The methodology of this is important, I think. Talk about how you conducted this study and what exactly you looked at and how you did so.
Right. First of all, the study touches on almost every major federal agency in the government. We had a little bit less than a year to conduct the entire study. It is a mandate, and this is the first report on duplication overlap. We'll be producing one every year. But we relied heavily on work we've done over a number of years for this first report. We have teams that look at healthcare issues, defense issues, economic assistance issues, energy issues, etc. And as we canvassed our past work, we found already that we had documented examples of overlap and duplication in federal programs. We then did additional work to update some of that, and then also undertook some new areas of study. And again, one of the things we did is when we took a particular area, be it teacher quality programs, homelessness programs, et cetera, we first tried to document the number of programs, and then we looked at issues like, are these programs serving common goals? Are they serving similar beneficiary groups, et cetera? And while we found that identifying precise duplication was somewhat difficult and may not be happening that often, we certainly found evidence of a lot of overlapping programs.
I imagine it's a little frustrating to look at work that you've already done and discover that some of the same issues that you've done in the past are already there. Is this going to inform, do you think, the budget discussion that's happening on the Hill right now? Or what's the impetus for this report?
Well, the impetus was a mandate that was passed by the Congress last year as it was raising the debt ceiling again. And, of course, that decision will be coming up this spring as well to do a further increase. But also I think the context for our work to be considered is changing. Certainly there has been greater discussion and concern about the growing federal deficit, and we hope that that debate that's going on in both the administration and with the Congress will spur some additional action on a number of these issues.
If I'm sitting in an agency right now and I'm reading this report and I'm seeing, hey, I didn't know that my agency does these X things repeated a number of different places, or I didn't know that somebody at the Department of Blank is also doing the very same thing, are there actions that agencies can take, recommendations that you're making to the agencies that they can take up independent of requiring congressional action?
Absolutely. There's a number of things that agencies can do and that OMB can do working with and across the federal agencies. At a very minimum, agencies and OMB need to be cataloging the similar efforts and programs that exist in a number of these areas. Secondly, they need to be asking questions and setting up processes to evaluate how well the programs are performing. We found that a number of these programs had not been evaluated, they didn't have good outcome measures, etc. So certainly there needs to be some additional emphasis on that. And third, at a minimum, we think agencies can work with OMB in trying to identify opportunities to reduce administrative costs associated with managing these various programs. And we have seen that there's been potential for that in a few of the areas. And so moving forward, we think there are things agencies can do, and then, of course, longer-term issues that the Congress will have to take up.
Janet St. Laurent, Managing Director for Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the GAO. We've got this report already linked up at federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider. Thank you for being on to talk about it today.
You're